So now, is the release that was done in 1994, is that a complete release?
No, it's not a complete release. In fact, I like the 1994 release, but it's not by any means my favorite version of the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Vangelis, in almost all of his soundtrack albums, you aren't really listening to music as it was in the movie for the most part. He tends to embellish it. He tends to go back and rethink what he's done. And he had 12 years to rethink this, too. I think he has some really gorgeous cuts, and the mastering on it is incredible. I think the recording was sounded really good. It was a really good technical effort. He threw in some embellishments and some songs that didn't appear in the soundtrack at all. Some of them supposedly he had worked up for the movie, but they weren't used. Some of them have, in listening to some of the background instruments, you go, well, that type of synth that I'm hearing there probably didn't even exist in 1982, so he's at least embellished some of the tracks. And there's also some voiceovers on part of it that kind of obscure, and he also leaves out what I think are some of the most nicely put together cues, like the main titles. The voiceover is cool, but if that's the only thing you can get, and if you're a real fan of the soundtrack,
right.
You know, I can watch the movie if I want to see if I want to hear the dialogue.
Precisely.
But when I buy the soundtrack, I want to hear the music. I mean, that's the main focus, and that's kind of my beefs with that. There's a lot of other incidental music. And that's why that soundtrack collecting is so fun. I mean, you can pick up little cues and things that in various versions that weren't included on the original. And if you had to rely on officially available releases, you'd never get to hear those cues in their entirety. I like it. I like the 1999, and I'm glad he put it out. But I think there are others that I tend to listen to if I want to listen to the Blade Runner soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. So how many actual releases of the Blade Runner soundtrack have there been? I know there's been just the one commercial release, but I know there are dozens.
Yeah, I have over 30 pieces, over 30 soundtrack pieces. Some of them are totally dedicated to Blade Runner. They have nothing but Blade Runner on them. Some of them have featured cuts from Blade Runner, like Vangelis retrospectives. Some of them have tidbits from other films included with them. Some of them have very interesting origins. There's a kind of a genetic line of very rare releases that are based on what they would use to dub into foreign languages, mm-hmm. the soundtrack. So basically what they would get is this audio track that just contained sound effects and score. And someone got a hold of one of those and put out a private release. And it's basically the whole movie. Talk about vibe. I mean, there's no dialogue or anything to get in the way. I mean, it's kind of like your own soundtrack, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there's and that's pretty interesting. They've a lot of the people that are involved in some of the Vangelis, I won't say bootlegging, I'll say trading or sharing. A lot of them are really good at doing manipulation and some of the editing and mastering, rivals major label quality. In fact, some of them I prefer listening to over the. Over the official release.
Now, you were nice enough to provide me with some of the rare cues off of the Blade Runner score.
Uh-huh.
What makes these cues so rare?
Well, what makes them rare is availability. A lot of them are really, they're a specialty item, and they're really hard to obtain. You would think that in the age of MP3 that by now somebody has put every possible thing out there, but kind of the Blade Runner collector community that I've been involved in is they're a little bit suspicious, and it takes a long time to get in their good graces, if you know what I mean. So it takes a while to, and that's part of the challenge too. Part of the reason why I don't send those out to just anybody is what I've seen on eBay is people who are putting together like their own versions just to make a buck. I mean, not because they want to share a perspective with someone, but they are creating something, and just because it has Blade Runner on it, if you have a rare Blade Runner soundtrack, I don't know if you've looked at eBay. I just saw one for $910 the last I checked. So that's a pretty good price for a CD.
Yes, it is.
That just sold out there. But most of the people are just kind of interested in the music, and they don't like to see people do that, commercialize it. And as a result, they tend to keep things kind of to themselves, and they're kind of suspicious because there's so much money, there's such a demand there. I don't know, it seems kind of selfish, but, you know, it's kind of trying to keep people from taking advantage of other people. I don't like to see that, especially things that you see something that you know has no real value. I mean, they just print it up on their computer, and they put it out on eBay. I mean, I've seen things for hundreds of dollars that somebody has gotten a hold of some rare tracks, spit out a CDR, had a credible cover, you know, and sold it for a ton of money. And I've never sold or made any money on doing it. I've never spent the market value. A lot of it is just trading and you know, making friends.
So now so many scores have been given an updated release. Why has Blade Runner been overlooked in this case?
You know, there is a petition out on the web right now to do that. You know what I'd love to see? And this would end all of this people making outrageous money off of questionable things on eBay. And that would be box set, every single cue in its entirety, plus maybe throw in the official release. And actually, I think it would be fun if they had a booklet with all the covers of all the bootlegs or something, just for fun. I think people might get a kick out of that, or some information about that.